Soku izika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Hola mugela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngolesithathu mhlaka 4 kumfumfu 2017 nguntungameli Nkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Njalo lindoda lwesithena kakhulu iqiniso lokuthola ipoison leyo wayidla ngaphi. Kati yena waqinelela khona lokho njalo. Kati umuntu ngayethena hayi bakithi ngizile lapha intelana kanye ngihambanga. Sokulicala kaqhamuka qomo njengomuntu ukuthi khona ngozivalo kwezeloko.
Sokuqhamuke ukulwisana okukhulu phakathi kwabasekeli bakamongameli Mugabe, umnumzana Phelekezela Mphoko lo mnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa.
Lapho kubhaliswa khona okwamanje abantu kabakwazisisi kahle kahle ukuthi kumele benzeni njalo lokuthi into yakhona ihamba kanjani. Ngibona ngani kusweleka kakhulu into ekuthiwa yi-voter education.
Ikomishini ebona ngokuqhutsha kokhetho ithi isibhalise abantu abazinkulungwane ezingamatshumi amabili lanhlanu i-25,000. Izizalwane zeZimbabwe sezivuse umhlonga zisola kakhulu inyathelo likahulumende elokuzama ukusebenzisa umthetho we-Cybercrime Act ophakathi kokubunjwa ukufakela abantu imigoqo ekukhulumisaneni ebulenjini. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Ingxabangxoza esebandleni leZANU PF isifike kuzinga elibi kulandela imbiko kamnumzana Phelekezela Mphoko eyokuthi omunye wakhe umnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa weyise umongameli Robert Mugabe ngokuthi wafakelwa ithefu ekudleni eze egule eGwanda kumaviki edluleyo. Khuluma isegweru ukumavika sanda kwedlula umongameli Mugabe watshela umhlangano weZANU PF ukuthi odokotela bakaMnangagwa bamtshela ukuthi uMnangagwa wayengaguliswanga ichefu njalo wayengadlanga ichefu. Kodwa ngomgqibelo uMnangagwa utshele isikhumbuzo sikamuyi unkosikazi Shubai Mawofa esenzelwe eMashingo ukuthi yena njengomawofa wafakelwa ichefu waphosa wafa. Umphoko uthe amazwi kaMnangagwa atshengisa ukuthi usefuna ukuyangisa umgabe emphakathini. Umphoko nguye osaphethe isikhundla sikamongameli Robert Mugabe okwamanje ngoba umongameli Mugabe eseSouth Africa. Sixoxele encwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe umnumzana Maxim Kandla yena othi uMnangagwa kumele azisukele esikhundleni hathi ukumelela ukuxotshwa njengokwenziwa unkosikazi Joyce Mujuru.
So lathi sithi kaphume egcikini ngoba wadlala fana indoda lawana wasezama ukwakha njengomuntu omdala ukuthi yena kazanga lutho kazengedli lama-ice cream lawo. Hayi umkhuhlane nje wayesakha njengomuntu omdala ukuthi kungabi lodlakile. So lathi khona lapha sithi thina hayi kaphumele egcekeni ethena hayi ngadla laphana njalo engameleli ukusuka laphana seqotha njengobomjuru arizayini ethe angisakufuni lokho. Abantu baza uzaphume elesithunzi laphana abantu bembuki kunalokho ukuthi khona ephume seqotha ngoba i-richer flavor kuyaleyo vele uyahamba ngekhona bamxotha. Njalo lundoda lwesesithena kakhulu iqiniso lokuthi khona ipoison leyo wayidla ngaphi. Hayi kati yena waqinelela khona lokho njalo. Kati umuntu ngayethena hayi bakithi ngizile laphana intelana kanye ngihambanga kuhle. Sokulicala kaqhamuka qomo njengomuntu ukuthi khona ngozivalo kwezeloko. Kodwa-ke iqiniso elikhona ukuthi lwana umuntu uziwahlilele e-South Africa, which is a fact.
Nxa ukhangele okwenzakala kubandla leZANU PF kungabangela na ukuthi ibandla leli lidabuke phakathi njengalokho esekubone kwenza amanye amabandla?
leli libandla elizadabuka sibili phakathi okuzwayo ngobana umnankagwa umuntu osebemkhangelile amacala njengokuthi khona izaphu kwathiwa khona balezikhali balalokhu kwakunguzoriya kwathiwa khona ulamabutho wakhe eselimpopho kwabuyithole kwakhulunywa ngakhona lokhu kwabuyithwangelayo kwathiwa khona uBenny Manashe befuna ukumbulala useleani ngulamacala banamanga laba bantu laba amakhesi kamnankagwa yiwaphi nakade bewagcinile insuku zonke lezi kuthi ukuthi bonke vele banamacala inkithi vele egograwundi lalo licala esizalivumbulula thina ngobana bona kabafuna ukuthi khona likhulunywe ngakho ngakho thina sizakukhuluma kuphela ngakho kuzokuza khona lokhu ukuxabana kwabo khona lokhu umnankagwa uzasuka laphana esekelwe ngama-overtrains lamanye ama-provinces automatically yabo somtshengisa ukuthi khona iyabe ihlephukile izami ukuhlephuka kwayo khona laphana undodalwane uzaba labantu phakathi ku-army abazabe bemsekela ayise yonke i-army ezakudaya asimsekeli
umnumzana Maxim Kandla ucubungula ezombusazwe ubexoxa ecingweni lo Chris Gande we-Studio 7 ekobulawayo Ikomishini ebona ngokuqhutsha kokhetho ithi isibhalise abantu abazinkulungwane ezingamachumi amabili lanhlanu i-25,000 kuluhlu lwabantu abazavota kukhetho lomnyaka ozayo. Ekhuluma le Studio 7 umgcinisihlalo weZimbabwe Electoral Commission uNkosikazi Rita Makarau uveze njalo ukuthi sebencediswe lugatsha lwe-United Nations Development Program i-UNDP. Ukudinga isiphala sokugcinela yonke imininingwana ephathelane lokhetho iseva ngesingisi.
Paris zvino tanyoresa vanhu vanokwana 25,000.
Okwamanje sesibhalise abantu abangaba zinkulungwane ezingamashumi amabili lanhlanu 25,000. Yiyo yembiko esesiyitholile ekutshoneni kwelanga layizolo. Bangu 25,600. I-UNDP ithi isisitholele iseva entsha ezafika elizweni kumaviki amabili alandelayo.
Izek ithi izaqala ukubhalisa umuntu wonke okugoqela uZulu emaphandleni ngeviki ezayo ngolwesibili ngemva kokuthola imitshina ebiyimelele. Sixhume umqondisi wenhlanganiso yeShalom Trust umnumzana Angliston Spanda sambuza ukuthi luhamba njani uhlelo lokubhalisa abantu kwamanje endaweni ezijiyeneyo.
Lapho kubhaliswa khona okwamanje abantu kabakwazi sisi kahle kahle ukuthi kumele benzeni njalo lokuthi into yakhona ihamba kanjani engibona ngani kusweleka kakhulu into ekuthiwa yi-voter education iyafikela kakhulu lathi ama-NGOs akade sisesizothatha besizama ukuthi sibhalise ukuthi siphiwe imvumo yokwenza i-voter education abanye besingamahlanganiso ezinye bezingenamali kanti njalo lesono siyangikhona nje yokuwakhredita ezingani iyabayadondadonda kuyadileya kuyaphuza so-ke abantu kade sika kungabi ne-excitement kangako esingathi ngumdlahla ngeprocess yakhona so asazi njengoba bezavula next week ukuthi kuzaba njani sizabona sizabe si-observe silandela sibone ukuthi kuzahamba kanjani
ayikaqalisi la namhlanje izek ukumemezela emaphephandabeni lasemisakazweni
umuntu wakhona kawufiki kahle kahle ebantwini kukhona nyana kodwa-ke singakhohlwa phela ukuthi angaze bamemezele ku-ZTV abantu abaningi ezimbabwe kabaveleka basayibukeli i-ZTV ngendaba esizaziyo nje zokuthi amaprogramu akhona abantu abawathandi kade sicabanga ukuthi bazagcwala basabakale benze imikhankaso endaweni eziningi ngoba amaphepha yadula abantu abaningi ngomkhonomo okhonaidola inyuzitwepa idola imali eningi kakhulu abantu abaningi abenelisa ukuthenga i-newspaper so besicabangele ukuthi bazahamba basebenze lathi inhlanganiso ezimeleyo senzeni nomkhankaso omkhulu sendawonye ukuthi abantu bahambe beregesi kodwa sicabangela ukuthi engxesikhweze sithole sesinuka santungwane ukuthi engxe mhlawumbe kuvele kule njongo ngoba sibone abebandeli ukuthi babezana u-P_F bethi bona kangadaba bafuna ukuzihlupha nje kangako ngani i-process ngoba kukhangani kona kukhona kule indlela asebenzile already so kusezasithole sesibona ngani kunukwa santungwane kodwa besingathandi ukuthi sesicabangelane kanjalo besathanda ukuthi senzele into lesibambisane sibambisane ndawonye njengesizwe sezimbabwe
Umnumzana Angliston Isivanda ngumqondisi wenhlanganiso yeShalom Trust sixoxela ekobulawayo. Izizalwane zeZimbabwe sezivuse umhlonga zisola inyathelo likahulumende lokufuna ukusebenzisa umthetho we-Cybercrime Act ophakathi kokubunjwa okwamanje ozafakela uzulu imigoqo ekusebenziseni indlela zakulezi nsuku zokukhulumisana ezebulenjini lakubomakhalekhukhwini. Lokhu kulandela imbiko kamphathintambo wendaba zasekhaya umnumzana Ignatius Chombo ngeviki edluleyo. Yena othe abazatholakala besebenzisa inkundla ezobulembu lezi nganxele bazabotshwa. Kubika uNompumelelo Moyo.
Uzulu weZimbabwe usesebenzisa indlela ezehlukeneyo zokukhulumisana ezigoqela ezebulenjini be-internet lakubomakhala ekhukhwini ekwenzeni ingqeyini kusukela ekuhambiseni imibiko kwezamabhizimusi ukuzijabulisa lokwenza okungekho emthethweni. Kodwa uhulumende weZimbabwe uphakathi kokupheka umthetho wokunqanda abasebenzisa ubulembu ngendlela ayithi iphazamisa inhlalakahle elizweni. Imbiko kaChombo ithiye abantu bethukuthele bethi amalungelo abo akusisekelo sombuso angahluthunwa imithetho engacaciyo ngoba isisekelo sombuso sibapha lawo malungelo. Unkosikazi Sikhululekile Moyo kaWard 17 kobulawayo uthe uChombo kayeke ubethusela ethi imithetho isibancindezela njalo ibaphilisa nzima.
Ngizubuhlungu kakhulu ngendlela uChombo abeka ngayo le government yethu yaseZimbabwe ukusethusela lokusincindezela thina njengabomama. Kuba nzima ukuthi siziphakamise ngoba kusuke omama bese besesaba ukuthi ngasebenzisa lokhu kuWhatsApp ngizabotshwa ngingayenza lokhu.
Olwela amalungelo oluntu umnumzana Thomas Sithole uthe inkulumo kaChombo ibuyisela muva intuthuko ekhona ezweni kwezamalungelo.
Lokho kukhulunywa ngoChombo sibona ngani kubisele muva amalungelo oluntu? Sikhangela kakhulu isekelo sombuso esithi lapha izizalwane zeZimbabwe ekumele sikhulume khona sikhululekile zingayisavi lokho esikuthi ngisingisi freedom of expression.
Isikhulumi sebandla lezaphu uIphithule Maphosa uthe kusobala ukuba umbuso kaMgabe ngoncindezelo.
UChombo uyatshengisela sobala ukuthi umbuso wabo loMgabe ngoncindezelo. Nampo sebethatha amalungelo abantu esithi freedom of expression besebenzisa indlela zokuyethusela abantu. Asivumelani lakho njalo kumele becabangisise bebekwazi ukuthi babusa abantu hayi izidoli nje abamele batshele into zokuyenza.
Obona ngezokusakaza lobulembu emisa Zimbabwe unkosikazi Kholiwe Nyoni Majama uthe sebephume lohlelo WhatsApp lapho intatheli izindaba ezithi zingabotshwa kumbe zihlukuluzwe nguhulumende loZulu bachaye ucingo okungelambadalo bebasize.
Imisa Zimbabwe ayisiqalisanga lamhla ukusebenza lama journalist. Sivele sile project kumbe iprogram yethu esithi Media Defense Fund ekhangelela ukuthi yabincedisa intatheli izindaba nxa zisebenza ungathola ukuthi kube lobulwa kumbe ubotshiwe ngokutholakele endaweni okulomsindo obotshiwe. So sithe kungcono sibe le toll free number, inamba yokuthi uyachayela emisa ungadingi airtime. Inamba zakhona zithi 0778 443 7338. Ngiyaphinda njalo 0784437338.
Ethi ngemva kwalokho uma intatheli izindaba zibotshwa bahle bangene kuhlelo lokudingelwa igqwetha lokubamela bebona njalo ukuba imuli igcinekile.
Ngezehlakalo ezibekhona ama-demonstration abekhona kube kutholakala ukuthi ama journalists alakho ukuhlanganiswa labantu ngoba amapolice ayabengabona ukuthi ngama journalists. Uyabo uzathola ukuthi ngathethi singiselela ukhetho luka 2018 sesiqalisile ukwenza ama safety and security training workshop ukuthi ama journalists engazivikela njani.
Imisa Zimbabwe iphinde yakhupha imibiko isola uhulumende bethi uChombo kayisuye wakuqala ukukhupha imibiko elakho ukwephula isisekelo sombuso bethi umphathintambo uPatrick Chinamasa, uSamuel Undenge, uMike Bima loChris Mushowe ngabanye labo abakhuphe imibiko eyephula isisekelo sombuso uma kusiza kudaba lwebulenjini okulukuFacebook, iWhatsApp, iTwitter lezinye ezehlukeneyo. Imisa Zimbabwe ithe kukhona okuchaya amanzi kuhulumende osembusweni ngoba inkulumo zabo zonke zephula usahluko 61 lo 62 wesisekelo sombuso bethi lokhu kujonge ukwenqaba ukukhululeka kukaZulu lentatheli zindaba ekusebenziseni ubulembu bekhuluma ngezomnotho lezombangazwe. Ngimele iStudio 7 yokobulawayo, nginguNompumelelo Moyo.
Ku Live Talk lamhlanje kuhlelo lwezizalwane zeZimbabwe esihlala kwamanye amazwe sikhangela ubudlelwano kwezamabhizimusi lakwezombusazwe obukhona phakathi kweZimbabwe leSouth Africa. Thumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Lei Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Singene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Umongameli weMelika umnumzana Donald Trump namhla wethekelele idolobho leLas Vegas lapho okudutshulwe khona abantu phosa abangamashumi ayisithupha bafa njalo kwalimala bedlula amakhulu amahlanu ngomunye undoda emkhosini womculo weCountry Music. Umthetho ndaba wakweletheki lamhlanje ugwebe abantu abangamashumi amathathu lane 34 ukuhlala ejele okwempilo yabo yonke ngemva kokufunyanwa belecala lokuzama ukugenqula lokubulala umongameli Erdogan embusweni. Iningi labo iziphathamandla ezazi kubutho ngaleso sikhathi. Isikhathi sokuchisa kwelebhilitane siya sisobela njalo umqando usuqoqoda osokukhomba ukuphela kwezikhathi ezimnandi zamawoso ezenzakala maviki wonke ngesonto kulelo lizwe. Ngesikhathi sokuchisa izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezigoqela abadala, abatsha labantwana zihlangana maviki wonke emadolobheni achiyeneyo. Kuoswa, kuchiswa inyama, kudliwa, kujajulwa. Abantu bechaya imiculo ehlukeneyo yezwekazi leAfrika. UEzra Chiswa Spanda weStudio 7 wethekelele ezinye zalezi ndawo ezibizwa ngokuthi kusemawosweni wasethulela loluta.
Ngesikhathi sokuchisa izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala eNgilandi zihlangane ndawonye emadolobheni ezihlala kuwe zichisa inyama zixoxa ngento ezijeneyo kuhlanganiselana okwenzakala ekhaya eZimbabwe, ezomnotho, imisebenzi kunye nenhlalakahle yazo kwelebhilitane. Isikhathi somqando sitsho kuphela kwakho konke lokho ngoba lezi ndawo zokuhlanganela ziyavalwa size ziyovulwa ngomnyaka ozayo ngesikhathi sokuchisa njalo. Limpela sonto yakuqala kukaMfumfu ibingokugcina kosa lonyaka njalo abantu abaningi bakhala ngesizungu abazabalaso ngesikhathi somqando. Unkosazana Nonhlanhla Ndlovu obehamba lemuli yakhe ungomunye obesemawoseni awephamzwimbo edolobheni leSlough.
Hayo na siibonile isama sibili nansiyana kodwa isicholobela kodwa ungasenane sikholisile kusiphili thuba lokuthi ke siphume labantu abethu siye kwejisa labangane lezihlobo
omunye olendawo yamawoso eBirmingham ohlanela khona amaZimbabwe ukuthiwa ekhaya umnonzana Anele Xaba uthi uZulu kholisile uthunqiza indudu ukuvala amawoso alonyaka sokusitsho ukuba ubunandi buphelile
ubunandi dunya finish siyabonga umsakazi isama yesh Aya phele lizweni lika Queen sesilinde sona isinosa khona lesi mayibabo. Kodwa ke kungasenani
sikholisile.
Sikholisile bafethu. Liziphathe kahle, lizigcine kahle, sihlangane next summer again. Hayo kwamanje UK lapha sokushikishwa madoda. Sesishikishela nje ukuthi next summer sibe mnandi, sikholise njalo njengalokho ukukholisa ezikwenzileyo manje. Siyabongeka bafethu liziphathe kahle siyabonga
unkosazana Dorothy Moyo laye obewosa inyama elithi Sunday barbecue labangani bakhe yena uthi baphume ngobuningi ukuthi bayewosa ukugcina bavalelise isikhathi sokuchisa
ya sikholisile sibili sizaza sikubone umnyaka ozayo sibonge nje laba basoselayo hayi bekukuhle
yebo kambe uZulu uyazithanda indawo lezo uhlanganela kudliwa kodwa kukhona abasolayo ngokwenzakala kulezi ndawo Mnumzana Dingilizwe Fuzwayo, owaziwa ngokuthi nguBra Putas, uthi kuhle ukuba le ndawo zokukholisa abantu bendawonye. Kodwa endaweni lezi, kulonyeyo kakhulu osokudilize imizi eminingi.
Siyake siphumule ukunyeyana okusemaphathini lapha lokuqalisa ubuzanka babantu. Hayi, UK man. But hayi, khona sikholisile imizi ichithekile. Abanye bathola imizi khona phana kodwa hayi. Sesiyangena emqandweni sesibuyela emashifting sokusetshenzwa futhi njalo. Ubunandi sasebubona khona next year.
Indawo zamawoso kwelendlandi zenziwa ngesikhathi sokuchisa kuphela. Lapho ilanga elichisa likhiphe inhlanzi emanzini. Yise isikhathi izizalwane zeZimbabwe eziphuma ngokuningi. Zisiyahlanganela ndawonye zichitha isizungu. Ziqolotha, zijabula, kuxoxwa, kuxokozelwa, kudliwa, njalo kugidwa. Yiso isikhathi esibakhumbuza ekhaya. Nanku ngokuqala kwenyanga kaMfumfu, umqalo sisithi, qoki, manini kancane. Ngimele iStudio 7 eLondon, ngingu-Ezra Chisa Sibanda.
Esigabeni sezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwamanye amazwe lamhlanje silonkosazana Pinky Makeleni. Unkosazana Makeleni useleminyaka edlula elithiyomi lasikhombisa ehlala eMelika. Wazalelwa eZimbabwe njalo wakhulela khona. Kunxoxo ayenzelo Praxedis Jeremiah weStudio 7 uMakeleni uthi soqalisa uhlelo lokuthungela amakhosikazi iziketi ezinde zokugqoka lapho besiya ecaweni alubiza ngokuthi yiskirt ministry.
Sanibonani, igama lam ndinguPinky Makeleni. Ndizalelwe eZimbabwe, ndaye esikolweni eZimbabwe. Ndazi eAmerica ngo-1999. Ndafika ndafumana umsebenzi, ndasebenza.
Kuyini owenzakalayo ukuthi siqalise ukusebenza lo Teresa Dango?
Kulo nyaka ophelileyo mna nosisi wam uTeresa. UTeresa ndidibane naye ngoDisemba ka-2016. I think within a space yenyanga ezingu-6 we became very close. Kwathi ngenye imini sihleli siza kuya ecaweni kusasa. Wathi yena, ndinelapha elilapha endlini and kunomshini ndifuna unxiba something special ngomso. So sathathela lapho salisika sathunga isiketi. Eso siketi sasisihle hands down. So saye ecaweni, sisecaweni abantu bamnika so many compliments ngeso siketi. So when we came back home, wathi yena uyazi ukuthi sinako ukuthenga amanye amalapho sithunga isiketi and turn this into a business. Sathi masike sizame, sathenga amalapho, saqala ukuthunga impahla. And impahla ezininzi esizithungileyo bezize zakhe.
Yeah, bezizami.
Uye beyimodel yakhona. Sebemodela zonke izisiketi nelokhwe besizithunga neqhiya zakhona.
Kuze ibe ibhizimusi laselisenzanike.
Because she's a businesswoman, was set up a website. theskirtministry.com. So glapho besi advertiser khona zonke izinto esizithungayo. safumana ukuthi abantu abaninzi bayazithanda izimpahla esizithungayo.
Kungani liponga izikete ezinjalo?
Ingqondo yethu ibe ukuthi sifuna abantu nxa besiya ecaweni noba apha baya khona, abantu bazama ukunxiba izinto ezidecent. Impahla nxa sizithunga, sithunga either wena uzosixelela ukuba ufuna ukuthi sithunge ngelapho lakho na nokuthi sithunge ngelethu, and usinika ama-measurements wakho and we'll do a good job about that.
Litholakala ngaphi nxa abantu belidinga?
So sine-website ethi www.theskirtministry.com. Sine-Facebook page ethi Kente Skirts, Head Wraps and Scarves. Sinayo futhi ku-Instagram with the same name. So silindele ukuba nina nisithumela ama-orders, sinithungele impahla. And you can also reach us for phone number 646-249-8669.
Ngizwe lapha ukhuluma usithi ingxenye yemali kumbe inzuzo eliyitholayo ekuthungeni lokuthengisa iziketi lezi liyayibisela emphakathini ukuze iyenceda abenhlanganiso eyasungulwa nguTeresa Dangwa, eyeDangwa Initiative, inceda intandane. Ingxenye engaba isilinganiso sokungamashumi amabili lanhlanu ekhulwini, 25% yama-profits. Yini ke iDangwa Initiative leyo?
IDangwa Initiative, for those maybe who don't know what ukuthi heyani iDangwa Initiative, ifundisa abantwana abane-AIDS, abantwana abafelwe ngabazali because of AIDS, nabantwana abacelwa ngogogo because of AIDS.
Unkosazana Pinky Makeleni ungwasungula uhlelo lweskate ministry ubexoxa lo Praxedis Jeremiah we Studio 7. Selikuzwile ukuthi uhulumende uzama ukulifakela imigoqo kundlela elikhulumisana ngazo enkundleni zobulembu lakubomakhalekhukhwini. Kambe lithini ngalokhu? Asizweni unkosazana Noma Mlalazi usakhile lilinelo unkosazana Maureen Moyo bexoxa lo Gibbs Dube we Studio 7.
I-social media ngathi inoncedo ibuye ingabi noncedo ekutheni ene yindlela lapho esikhipha khona imizwa yethu ukuthi sifila kanjani ngengodaba oluthize la esihlala khona endaweni zethu lapho esihlala khona. Ibuye ibe yinto enhle ukuthini uzosho wona ukuthi mina ngicabanga ukuthi into enje yenziwa kanje, kumele yenzeke kanje. Asiyitholi i-platform kakhulukazi eZimbabwe, so asiyitholi i-platform la singakwazi ukukhuluma khona sikhiphe into imizwa esiyifila ngaphakathi. At the same time iyaqala ukuthi uqala umsindo ungakhuluma kahle ngento kanti omunye umuntu ayimphathi kahle. Selihlabeleke khonapho kulokuzwana kulokungazani ku-Facebook.
Yes, sibone ke ukuthi silobani silomama ke usakhilelelene uMadube.
Uhulumende mina ngiboleka ngithiwa kule nto ayesavayo ngoba abantu beZimbabwe in general they are afraid of saying ama-views abo ngendlela ilizwe libuswa ngawo, but umuntu uma ekufoni yakhe ku-Facebook yikho lapho akwazi ukuthi a-express ama-feelings zakhe ngendlela into eziphathwa ngawo. So yindlela engibona ngayo.
Ye, soke khona ukukhuluma nguhulumende ukuthi i-social media kayenzi kuhle. Kungabe kuthi abantu bayesaba ukuthi bakhulume abakufisayo, kodwa ku-social media bakhuluma konke. Okunye kwangikhona Madube akuyangisi yini?
Ekuthukeni sibili umuntu wenhlamba vele kazangabe rayisho emphakathini ngoba awungeke uthuke umongameli. Umongameli yes, akakubenzi into abengazuzi ukuthi asiyali emphakathini, but you cannot insult someone who is 90 plus.
So ke ngizokuthiwa ke sesilo Maureen Moyo usecingweni.
Ngicabanga ukuthi i-social media yona it's a easy way of communicating, ne? But the thing is ukuthi abantu sebeyi-abuser, they are misusing it, yayibona. And then ifana like even journalist whatever they do put propaganda ku social media and then like uthola ukuthi umuntu ucikela isithunzi somunye umuntu phansi ngepropaganda and umuntu leyo information efakwa lapho akayazi. I think if social media like journalist if they can be monitored before bafake izinto ku social media bayibona into enjalo.
Unkosazana Maureen Moyo usakhile lilinelo Noma Mlalazi velo Gibbs Dube we Studio 7. Ukuziphetha ezosuku sikhangele ebezihamba phambili. Sokuqhamuke ukulwisana okukhulu phakathi kwabasekeli bakamongameli Robert Mugabe, umnumzana Phelekezela Mphokolo, umnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa. Ikomishini yezokhetho ithi sibhalise abantu abazinkulungwane ezingama-25,000. Kwanelo kwalamhlanje mthwakazi omuhle olivalelisayo nguNtungameli Nkomo.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe. Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.